Hello and welcome to Veer Das's podcast, the America edition. Now, I know what you're thinking. Oh, you're late. Why does America have such shitty bathrooms?
Where is the lolly lamp?
Yeah, about that. See, my flight got changed and I had to leave directly from my shoot instead of going home, and so I left the lolly lamp in India. I'm sorry. Now, I know what you're thinking. Oh, you b****ed. This is over. We are done.
Suresh!
But I do have a solution. So while Suresh is in India, I've invited two of his friends. Here's Jack and Johnny to join us in the podcast. And Suresh will be here in spirit. Let's begin with our top story of the week segment we like to call Big Shit. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's not funny. It's certainly not worthy of comedy, but it is the biggest story in the world, so we have to talk about it. So this week, the Islamic State claimed responsibility for six attacks that took place across Paris on Friday. Nearly 128 people were killed and 200 were injured. Now, I'm not going to do comedy about this because it's not funny at all. But right now, there are about three types of reactions floating around in the world about this. Thoughts and prayers go to Paris. See, this is why religion is bad. All of this is Islam's fault. And the second and third reaction are very dangerous sentiments to have out there, ladies and gentlemen. So I want to start off by making a couple of things clear. This was not a religious attack. This was a terrorist attack. There is nothing even remotely Islamic about these attacks. The Islamic State is not really an Islamic state. Because you cannot call yourself Islamic and then go and do anti-Islamic things in the name of Islam. That's like calling yourself a vegetarian and then murdering animals because you discovered that animals eat vegetables. Call them whatever you like. Call them ISIS or ISIS. I call them Chukka Bandar. They do not represent Islam. And that's something that's very, very important to communicate to people. Now, you might be asking yourself, why? Why should I communicate that? Because hey, it's not my religion. Yeah, it's only this religion that is violent. No, I'm atheist. But you're forgetting some things that are very important. It's not anybody's religion because what happened wasn't religious. Every religion is violent. You don't have to believe in God. You just have to believe in other people. If this incident makes you hate anyone or anything other than the guy holding the gun, then the guy holding the gun has won. So the point I'm trying to make is this. If you know somebody from Paris, comfort them. If you know a good Muslim, protect them. And if you are a good Muslim, educate them. Now let's move on to some lighter stuff and have a laugh. Let's do everything else that happened in the week really, really quickly segment we like to call Quick Shit. This is my favorite story of the week, ladies and gentlemen. So apparently Radhe Ma is not in violation of the Black Magic Act of India. And I didn't know we had a Black Magic Act of India. Because usually when you think of Black Magic, you think of
Valar Morghulis.
Sharad Pawar's bank account. You do not think of Radhe Ma. The only magical thing about Radhe Ma is her PR person. Radhe Ma is just fake. You want to know how fake Radhe Ma is? It's time for a segment we like to call Your Radhe Ma is So Fake. Your Radhe Ma is so fake, you can go to a plastic surgeon and get a Radhe Ma implant. Your Radhe Ma is so fake, Flipkart is having a big Radhe Ma sale. Your Radhe Ma is so fake, in bed 73% of women have Radhe Ma'd an orgasm. Your Radhe Ma is so fake, she is subject to market recipes, read the offer document carefully before investing. Your Radhe Ma is so fake, Smriti Irani went to Yale and got a Radhe Ma. Your Radhe Ma is so fake, banks have to hold her up to the light and check for a watermark. Your Radhe Ma is so fake, Airtel has 4G Radhe Ma. Your Radhe Ma is so fake, McDonald's serves a big ma. Your Radhe Ma is so fake, Neil Armstrong just landed on her. Your Radhe Ma is so fake, Volkswagen just launched her. Boom. So Prime Minister Narendra Modi went to the UK this week, ladies and gentlemen. Now first Modi met David Cameron, where David Cameron was like, I hope ties between our great nations will be productive. And I agree. Ties between our great nations have always been productive. They've produced things like your royal jewels, our railways, your whole economy, Lagan. There were, of course, protests against Prime Minister Narendra Modi, ladies and gentlemen, with a lot of people on the street, outside Downing Street, screaming, Modi, go home! Modi, go home! Which just goes to show you how well he got treated, because he got to Downing Street. Rest of us Indians, we get told to go home at Heathrow. Except, of course, you know, you got told Modi go home. We get more of a, oi, pake, f*** off. Then Modi inspected the guard of honor at the Treasury quadrangle. I don't know how a Gujarati man inspects a guard. Present arms, eyes right, salute. So, now talks were held at 10 Downing Street, ladies and gentlemen, and it kind of makes you wonder if Modi understands a British accent.
Hello, you all right, mate? You feeling all right?
Mitra?
It's what I was saying, yeah? Would you like a pot of tea?
Mitra?
It's not really like we can do anything for the time being, innit? Hang on. Is that parcel tongue?
Expelliarmus!
This is a really strange story, ladies and gentlemen. So apparently this week, the Dalai Lama mentioned the Bihar elections and said the results of the Bihar elections show that most Hindus prefer peace. That's right, the BJP got trolled by the Dalai Lama, which is kind of cool because the Dalai Lama is the one guy on earth that you cannot troll back.
Liptad Lama?
Nam.
Lefty Lama?
Yeah.
Why don't you meditate in Pakistan?
Renge.
This is not working.
Yeah.
He's not getting affected only.
Ladies and gentlemen, we ask people on Twitter and Facebook to ask us questions that we'll do research and find the answer. Segment we like to call Ask Shit. So our first question comes in from Arjun, who wants to know, why are Apple products so expensive? Well, it's quite simple, Arjun, because you and I are And our final question comes in from Sushmita, who wants to know, hey Veer, why are you so anti-BJP? I'm not anti-BJP, Sushmita. And that brings us to a segment we like to call Serious Shit. Alright, I'm just gonna say this, and I need you to calm down when I do. I'm not anti-BJP, and I'm not pro-BJP, because I am normal. See, you think you have to take a side. You have to defend your party at all costs, because you think that being pro-something makes you way better than the people who are anti-it, and vice versa. So from BJP supporters, you will always hear the following defenses.
Yeah, but the Congress also messed up.
Yeah, but the Congress stole so much money.
Congress was violent in 1994.
To which the only logical responses are, yes, I agree. True that. And of course, so f*** what? Fix it! Why are you so obsessed with the Congress? Stop being that boyfriend who just wants to talk about what we did with our ex-boyfriend. Let's talk about you and me. Because we left him for you. And just because he got to put it in the ass, doesn't mean you get to. You gotta earn that shit, buddy. And it's not just the BJP. Even Congress supporters have the following defenses.
Hey, this Modi travels too much.
Communalism, intolerance.
Madam ne bola hai. And once again, your only response is, yes, agreed. True that. And eventually,
so f*** what? Bar baitho! Let them fix it.
It's not possible to be pro-Congress anymore. They have no power. Being pro-Congress is like being pro-gravity. You can't see it, you can't control it, and it just weighs you down, alright? So let's be clear. The only people who are anti-Congress are the BJP. The only people who are anti-BJP are the Congress and half the BJP. So now you ask, do we have any choices as normal people? Yes, you do. You have two choices. Ask it or f*** it. For instance, what is this party doing for me? Ask it. What did the last party do to me? F*** it. How much money do the Gandhis have? F*** it. How much money do I have? Ask it. What are these Muslims eating? F*** it. What are Christians eating? F*** it. What am I eating? F*** it. Just bloody eat it. Who won the election? F*** it. Why did they lose the election? F*** it. What policies won the election? Ask it. What is Modi doing in that other country? F*** it. What is Modi doing in this country? Ask it. Is India tolerant? F*** it. Is the BJP tolerant? F*** it. Can Rahul Gandhi spell tolerant? F*** it. Am I tolerant? Ask it. That's the bottom line. To be pro a political party, you have to be in a political party. The rest of you are just like the rest of us, waiting for Maggie to come back.
Now let's move on to a segment we like to call Crappy Ads. So Maggie is back, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. And they finally got their communication right. Because I really feel like the problem with Maggie was communication. Because they put like a French guy on TV who basically looked at us and said,
"Bonjour, we would like to assure the Indian people and the authorities that Maggie is perfectly safe for consumption." Ouais.
And you look at that guy on TV and all you really hear is,
"Hey, f*** you, f*** you, f*** you, f*** you, shitty little brown country, f*** you, consumption."
So now Maggie has come out with this really scenty range of ads with people missing Maggie. Have a look.
एक चीज पे आई एम रियली प्राउड ऑफ
इज इट गुड ग्रामर
मैंने कभी माँ को परेशान नहीं किया कभी आधी रात उन्हें नहीं जगाया
व्हाई वुड यू वेक अप योर मॉम इन द मिडल ऑफ द नाइट दैट्स जस्ट क्रीपी यू आर नॉट योर डैड
ऐसा नहीं कि फ्रेंड्स नहीं अपने लेट नाइट होती है अपनी
ओह गुड बिकॉज़ आई वाज रियली वरीड यू माइट बी स्लीपिंग अलोन
म्यूजिक पार्टी शार्टी सब कुछ होता है फुल ऑन बिंदास
नाउ डज द शार्टी कम बिफोर द पार्टी और आफ्टर द पार्टी आई मीन कम्स आफ्टर द पार्टी इज देयर एन आफ्टर शार्टी
इंसान है
गुड किड बट लाइक इफ नूडल्स हैव यू सो डिप्रेस्ड Like a girlfriend is going to kill you. Now, I know you love Maggie enough to do an ad about it and claim that you love it more than like your mom. But like if you get into a relationship with an actual girl and get your heart broken, you'll be waking up your mom. You'll be waking up other people's moms. You might wake up my mom and I'll kill you.